You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, and Lexi Brinkley. Lexi's looking very pregnant today.
Woo! You just said I looked smaller.
No, but you do look smaller, but you look very pregnant because you're in something tight. Yeah. No, when we went to the fur ball, she was the most beautiful girl there. I swear to God.
You're so sweet.
She had this black dress on. Pregnant or not, I'm sure every guy in there was dying.
Well, her arms and her legs are still really lean.
Oh, like, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying you've been checking her arms and
legs?
I just say I notice things. I wasn't checking her
I'm joking.
As a trainer.
Well, you know I always have to get you a little jacked up right out of the gate.
Yeah. And Lexi knows me. So.
Yeah. Yes, of course. You know what? What a great segue into what I want to talk about today.
Yeah.
I was fantasizing on the way over here what I really want to say. Like, I just was like, you know, do you do that when you drive in sometimes now, being a regular on the show, about things that you want to say or things that you want to get out?
It's kind of like arguments when you go back and you're like, I wish I would have said that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I do that when I'm driving home I wish I would have said that. I don't think ahead of time, which I probably should.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm an American entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I'm an American citizen. So you're a gentleman. You're an American citizen. All of us here are. And I have to tell you, yesterday, I'm not on my phone very often, especially for anything news related. I'm just not. But, you know, by virtue of just, you know, getting yourself out there, you're going to see stuff. And I happened to see the video of Trump insulting that female reporter and told her, you're not thinking, you never do. And I just have to tell you, as a woman, as an American citizen, as an entrepreneur, I am so upset about, and a reporter now, because I went to my first press conference, which I have to tell you, everyone there was so five-star, if you will. Everyone there was so, you could just tell, like, everyone there was first class. Mm-hmm. There was nobody that was speaking over one another, where there was nobody being discourteous, there was no one being unkind, and I just can't believe that the president of the United States of America, which is a republic, by the way, which is a state in which supreme power is held by the people and their elected representatives, mm-hmm. that he can talk to any American citizen the way he did that day. I just find it absolutely crude. And I wonder, when is it going to stop? When is it going to stop? The country has got enough bad examples, okay, all around. And that's what makes, you know, that's one of the reasons I love having you on the show, Daniel. You are the epitome of a gentleman, and you have so much character. I find myself saying, what would Daniel say instead of what would Jesus say? I'm not kidding you, and I'm not, you know, the most religious person in the room.
Right.
But, you know, I think that it's so wrong to talk to another person like that.
We do need to show respect to everyone, no matter what their position, place, gender, race, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Bully and belittle a woman or a man who's just trying to do their job? I mean, what the hell have we come to in this country?
Yeah. I'm wondering if he was like trying to make
be
a
funny?
Joke. Yeah. Be funny.
Well, he said she's shocked. He was like trying to belittle her in the beginning when he was like, she's shocked that I even called on her.
Yeah. How condescending is that?
I mean,
and
that's
arrogant.
True.
That's not what we expect from our leaders.
But you expect it from Trump.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's wrong. And you know, there's people right now that say, well, you better watch what you say because you're going to lose 50% of your listeners. Well, you know what? If that 50% doesn't agree that you should treat everyone well, then so be it. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I don't want you listening to my show anyway. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to be associated with anyone that treats another human being like that. It's wrong.
Yeah.
And we've gotten away from common decency.
Mm-hmm. We have respect. And yeah.
Okay. I'm fired up. Okay. Somebody change the subject. What do you want to talk about?
So,
let me pick up Cosmo.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Let me pick up Cosmo. Jeez.
I thought you were going to pull out the extreme
I can't
extreme
find
discipline.
It. Extreme discipline.
Yeah.
No. I thought you were going to say the man book, the Cosmo man book that I bring in.
No.
I couldn't find it in the back of my mess of a car that I need to go through tonight.
I went
tonight.
And burnt it. No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm still in the robot thing.
That was weird. That's weird.
We're
going to
do an
levels.
Upcoming. I never even heard of this. Okay. I've never heard of this. But there, I guess there's such a thing as robotic sex. And it's
AI robots. Artificial intelligence.
Intelligence, yeah. And we're going to do a podcast after the broadcast about it.
Yeah.
I just think it is,
is it Emily here? iHeart, mm-hmm. She was the one who we were talking about it this morning, and she was like, if y'all talk about it, let me know. Because She was like, I feel like there's such a line. Like, where do you...
Well, you know, I think I could speak very intelligently about it because, you know, I have a lot of life experience. And right now I'm not dating anyone and I haven't had sex for a while. OK. And you know what? Do I think I would resort to that? No, I don't. But I'm not judging anyone and I'm not there yet. And I've never experienced it. So how do I know? Maybe I'll do it with a robot and then we'll talk about it.
Did I just say that? Yes, you did. It is out there for everybody.
You'll have to go to Houston.
It'll be like an experiment.
Well, everybody needs to get a sense of humor, and we all need to have a deeper understanding of one another. So, okay, now what are we? Oh, you're going to talk about the discipline. I cleaned out my books today.
Yeah.
Because I had so much energy after exercising this morning. And in fact, that's what we're going to be talking with you about is habits to start the day right with Daniel Tagg. But I pulled out this book, and of course, I immediately thought of you because you're the one that told me about it. Discipline Equals Freedom, Field Manual by Jocko.
Jocko.
Okay, because the other Jocko is Jocko. Okay, Willink.
Jocko Willink.
Jocko.
Correct.
Willink. Okay, and what's your favorite thing about this book, Daniel?
I just love how he doesn't sugarcoat things. He's just like, you know the secret to doing something? Just do it. Quit making excuses. Like, it's the thing, when you get up, he gets up at 4:30 or earlier every single morning. He posts a picture of his watch every morning. He's like, you know how I do that? I just get up. He's like, you know what I do when I don't feel like getting up? I get up anyways. You know what I do when I don't feel like writing, you know, 1,000 words a day? I write 1,000 words anyways. He's like, I just do it. And he doesn't try to come up with these psychological tricks and all these things. He's like, just do it.
Yeah, he's a retired Navy SEAL.
Yes.
And he's just a badass. I mean, he is.
He really is.
He's got the kind of attitude that it takes to really accomplish, first of all, being a Navy SEAL, incredible mind control and discipline. But all of us have that right at our hands if we really want to hold on to it and exercise it. Great advice. He talks about being overwhelmed. He talks about negative talk from negative people. Let's see. Hold the line. Instead of going backward, instead of decaying, get stronger, get better, grow and learn and develop and live. Live in defiance of the weakness and in rebellion against the decay. I think I should get this book for Donald Trump.
Yeah. You know, and the thing that's cool about that, too, about growth, you have to put yourself in uncomfortable positions to grow. You are not going to ever grow in any aspect of life if you're always comfortable, period.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love it. And I love we've got Faye Alahi coming up on the show today. Some of my favorite things to get out there, highly toxic preservatives that are still in so many of your foods. They're hidden. You don't really know about it. Faye Alahi is also going to be talking about the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, which is something we haven't talked about in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
Well, I do after reading the outline.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't before.
So he didn't.
I didn't know about it.
Yes, I did not know before.
You didn't?
I mean, until I was on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's a great little thing to like carry with you in I don't know about your wallet because it's kind of big for your wallet, but I don't know, on your phone.
It's easy to pull up, yeah.
Pull it up on your phone, you know, to take into the grocery store. Yeah, I'm so tactile. I like to make lists and write things down. I think it's good for my brain.
I have all kinds of lists on my phone because I can pull it up at any time. Yeah. Like I have my notes, my lists, everything on my phone. It's that way it's always there.
Well, you know, I can't wait to get started here. Everyone, we've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You are listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Don't forget to mention radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light, between the stillness in my heart and the roar of the approaching,
I just have to let this song play a little bit until it breaks into the main part, whatever that's called.
Somewhere in the night.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, Daniel Tagg, and I have Faye Alahi on the line. She is a psychologist and nutritionist with a private practice here in Dallas since 2001. Whew, I need to take a breath. She specializes in food allergies, food intolerances, celiac, gluten sensitivity, ADD, ADHD, and autism spectrum disorders. She is also a public speaker, blogger, researcher, and is the author of the book Ready, Set, Eat, Find Faye, as well as her book at glutenfreenutritionforlife.com or specialneedsnutrition.com. Always a pleasure. Faye, how are you today?
Bernadette. Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. That rhymed.
I thought.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, what we're talking about today is something I'm very passionate about because I really do believe that there are so many preservatives and toxins in our food that are highly toxic and hidden. So let's talk about it. What's in your daily foods that has toxic effects or at a minimum are unsafe to eat?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, these toxins have become more and more prevalent, and they've made their way into boxes of pastas and cereals and things that are very popular among our children, which is really most dangerous because by weight, the children are more susceptible to developing hyperactivity, attention deficits. That's why there are so many of them on drugs for ADD and ADHD, not because they have an organic issue, but because they have probably, most of them, some food sensitivity to these colors and artificial dyes and preservatives. For instance, There is one that comes to mind. It's a mouthful. It's called azodicarbonamide. Azodicarbonamide is the same preservative that's used in your yoga mat, in your shoe soles. Yeah, your sneaker shoe soles has it, as well as your average cereals can contain it, and they're used in breads and baked goods mostly.
Is that the same chemical that that
Subway
had in there? But I thought they removed it. I thought the FDA intercepted.
Well, they did. They did. Subway no longer uses it in their sandwich bread, so we're told. So I have no reason to disbelieve.
But it still is allowed by the FDA as a food preservative?
Exactly. They are so overworked and under-labored, probably, that they can't get to every one of the manufacturers. That's why your programs are so important, to educate the public, so that it's really the onus is upon us to be responsible for our food choices.
You're so sweet to say that, Faye. I just love you. You've been on the show for a long time. Not so much right now because you're so busy, but always love having you on the show. And this is important because we're really talking about little bodies. We're talking about children, adults too, but children suffer more. I'm reading here that ADA, that azodicarbonamide, whatever.
Exactly. You did good.
We'll call it ADA. How about that?
That
it can cause asthma type reactions in people. And it's banned in the UK, Europe, and Singapore, where punishment for its use is in food is jail time and large fines.
Exactly. And yet we use it daily.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't even pay attention to our own precious kids. They can have asthma attacks. They can have hyperactivity, hypersensitivity. Azodicarbonamide is really a dangerous substance. Mm-hmm. And yet, the end is not in our side, at least. So that's a big one that comes to mind. The other one that's used daily in breads is BHA. BHA is a human carcinogen. It's been known in California and banned over there. But yet, the rest of the country uses it to preserve the bread for up to a year on the shelf.
Wow.
Honest with you, I'm looking at a box of cereal by Kellogg's right now. And it has BHT added to the package for freshness.
Oh,
BHT and BHA are both very dangerous preservatives, and unfortunately in large quantities, of course. And that's what the FDA really hides behind. They say in small quantities you can get away, so we cannot ban the food manufacturers from using
right.
it. The products can perish on the shelf.
And I guess to some degree that's somewhat understandable in order for all of us to live the way we live, this fast society where we expect everything we want to be on the shelf at all times. But again, in small bodies, it has a cumulative effect. And if they're not getting enough exercise or hydration, it could be incredibly toxic, right?
Very much so. Very much so. I've treated over 1,600 children in my practice, Bernadette, since about 20 years ago. And most of them, when we run food allergies to these food chemicals, they come back positive. And yet they're taking 1, 2, 3, up to 5 or 6 anti-ADD drugs.
Wow.
Well, can you imagine the havoc that wreaks in their little bodies? Their liver gets shot and so on and so forth. So if we can only address the problem at its source and eliminate these food allergens and food chemicals, we won't have to even resort to medication.
I agree. And, you know, when you read that they're not allowed in other parts of the world, you have to say to the FDA, okay, let's take a closer look at this. This is hurting people here in America, and it needs to be removed from our food source as well.
Exactly. Like red number 40, which is extremely dangerous, that is banned in Europe, and yet it's a very prevalent coloring in America.
Oh, it's in everything. I was reading something last night. Oh, my gosh. It was something completely unexpected, too. I wish I could remember, but it was like something that you would not expect it to be in.
Right. Like chips, for instance. Some chips flavored with like pizza flavoring and so on, they contain red coloring. And yet, who would suspect chips?
Yeah, right,
regular potatoes containing red coloring. I mean, it doesn't even look red.
Well, and oftentimes, those types of chips also have maltodextrin in them. And when you take all those things and combine them, you're getting a lot of junk in your body.
Oh, you said the key word, cumulative effect. That's really the key word to remember. If you have a little bit of mac and cheese and then have a little bit of that cereal that has BHA or BHT and have a little bit of that chips on the side with lunch that has red coloring, well, the cumulative effect adds up.
Mm-hmm.
And kiddos can't sit still to pay attention to the teachers and learn anything.
Well, and you know what? Right now, you know, we're getting close, a few weeks out, but, you know, nonetheless, we're getting close to the holidays and Halloween when all these candies with all these colorings are in them, and kids just... You know, I was at a bakery yesterday ordering Lexi's baby shower cake for this Sunday. She's having her first baby here in just a couple of months. But anyway, the kids there were cookies with M&Ms in them, and they had all the food dye colorings. And I wanted to talk to the mothers, but then I thought they're going to think I'm weird, and they're probably not going to want to hear it.
I know that's the sad story, really. The sad reality is we don't want to hear it when we're not ready. But let them come around, and, you know, you're doing your best to really reach the masses through your radio shows that are so interesting and so on the cutting edge. If I may add a few words about the Safe 15 foods and the Dirty Dozen, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Among the safe foods, unfortunately, the kale, which was on top of the list of safe foods last year, has now moved to the Dirty Dozen.
What?
Because of its, I know. I had the same reaction. Because of its popularity growing, people have to plant more, right? They have to grow more. So they can deliver more to the market, and we buy it. Well, then as a result of that, they're using multiple pesticides and insecticides on kale.
Man, what the kale?
I know. Not even kale is healthy anymore unless you find it organic. And the good news is that places like Trader Joe's, I have found plenty of kale, organic kale, pre-washed, so you don't have to literally do anything. You open the package and you don't even have to contaminate it with your water. You just put it right into the skillet and eat it, or raw as a salad.
Nice. I like that. I was in Trader Joe's the other day. I heard that all their products, you know, because I'm Miss GMO. I'm like the GM whistleblower. And I heard, I haven't done the homework yet, that Trader Joe's, their products, all their, like, because my daughter always wants their little, you know, all the little boxes of junk food, basically.
Yes.
But but I do think that they are somewhat cognizant of what they put in their products. But not all of them, because I have it's funny you bring Trader Joe's up, because, and this is one of my favorite things I like to call out, is maltodextrin. So I bought these little mango mini mochis, and they didn't taste taste as good as the ones that I typically get that come from Hawaii. Anyway, long story short, I got the mini ones. So I put two on a little plate for my daughter for dessert after she ate dinner. She put one of them back, and then I flipped over and looked at the box, and they have maltodextrin in them.
Oh, my goodness.
And some other things that I think made them taste more artificial than what we're used to.
Wow, and she's sharp enough to have picked it up. That's great.
Yeah.
Kudos go to you to buy good foods. So the safe food list contains now avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, cabbage, onions, sweet frozen peas, not regular raw, fresh, but sweet frozen peas, papayas, asparagus, mangoes, eggplant, honeydew melon, kiwi, cantaloupe, and broccoli and cauliflower.
I love broccoli.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It is great. And then the Dirty Dozen, unfortunately, still includes strawberries because of the preponderance of two or three. They have used up to 15 pesticides, Bernadette, on strawberries.
Well, and I want to stop on strawberries real quick for a second, because we're going to go a little longer before we go to break. Sure. But strawberries are the strawberries and apples, which are number one and number four on this list, are two of the most popular fruits for children.
That's right. That's right. And they eat it with the skin. I mean, strawberries you can't peel anything, but the apples, they eat it with the skin, and that's where all the residue of pesticides lie. So spinach is the highest one with double the pesticide residue any other. Yes, by weight, they contain double the pesticide.
Wow.
So try not to get regular spinach if you can at all. Nectarines, apples, grapes, potatoes, peaches, cherries, peas, tomatoes, celery, and the number, there's one new one this year, and it's hot pepper. I wanted to focus on that because most of us eat hot pepper jalapeno and all raw, right, on top of Tex-Mex and what have you. But the best way, according to a university in Massachusetts, to get rid of the pesticides and insecticides is to at least, at the very least, to cook it well.
Oh, wow.
You know, I know. And some of us are not used to having jalapenos cooked, but we have to do that. Or soak it in a solution of baking soda and water.
Wow. Well, it's kind of scary when you think about it. And, you know, it is expensive at times to buy organic. But at the end of the day, you're going to have a lot less time and money spent trying to get yourself well.
Absolutely.
You have to choose carefully. And actually, we'll put this list in our newsletter so people can get it easily. Faye, always a pleasure. Love having you on. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Pleasure is mine. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Faye Elahi. You can find her at specialneedsnutrition.com or glutenfreenutritionforlife.com. I'm sure she'll be at the Gluten Free Expo that's coming up here in just a couple weeks at Dallas Market Hall. We will be there. I bet Faye will be there. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Wonder where you are, live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
shot in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi and Avi in studio with me and Daniel Tagg. It's nice to relax a little bit. They said I was a little hyper. I think I drank too much coffee this morning, but I've got my keto pumpkin pie beside me, which I'm going to, it was so funny. So, and Daniel Tagg, sorry, I got sideways. Daniel Tagg, let me give your bio first. Okay. So people that are just now joining us know who's on the air with me. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics and biomechanics of resistance training. He is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter. He's a great trainer. He is one of the world's greatest trainers, and he's here on One Life Radio. Okay, so Avi made a joke when she, we've got whipped cream here too, because of course I'm not have pumpkin pie without whipped cream, even though the pie is keto, the whipped cream is not. So you didn't have the whipped cream, did you, Daniel?
I did not.
Okay, but this is
I'm
funny.
All for
so
it.
Diamond, I'm going to put the whipped cream on my pie, and I want you to tell me if it sounds like a cat hissing.
It wasn't as loud.
Actually did a little bit. But it does.
Doesn't it? I think that's so funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, speaking of cats, Dean peed on one of my purses again. I found out this morning. This little small one that I have that I carry when I don't want to carry my big purse, he peed all over it.
Dang it. Yeah.
It's like he knew.
I don't know what gets into that cat. I don't. And I didn't even yell at him. I'm just like, Dean, Dean, Dean. What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
So... And it was at the beginning of the day.
How do you punish a cat?
That is good because we always used to use vinegar for dogs. Like you hold
well,
up
yeah,
vinegar.
White vinegar. Yeah, white vinegar. And I have this deodorizing like doggy and cat like urine spray that I sprayed on it. Then I let that soak. Then I brought it back in. And it's a beautiful little leather purse. And so I put it in the sink and just kind of sprayed it down. And then I got it back outside in the sun. And until the pee goes away, I'll keep you updated.
It's a nasty smell.
But you know, that's how I started my day, which is what we're talking about today with Daniel Tagg. Good habits to start the day right. So what are some of the things that you do to start off your day right?
First thing is I get up when my alarm goes off. That's the first thing.
I read that in this book.
Yes. It's like, don't hit the snooze.
That's... How insane is that? I did not know you were going to say that. Mm-hmm. I had the outline with me, but I didn't even look at it, to be honest with you, because it's Daniel Tagg, and I know I'm in good hands with Daniel. And so, it's funny, when I was perusing through this morning, that's one of the chapters that I ended up on was sleep.
That's one of the things I love about Jocko. Like, I've learned so much from him, but a lot of my habits I already had pretty set in stone before I read that, and it was
look
I just
at you.
I know, right? It's not a pat on my back, but just I sync up with him as far as like I relate with him and how he talks. And
well, I'm that way about getting out of bed too. I can't stand to hit the snooze button 10 times like some people that live in my house have done from time to time.
Some people set like 10 alarms.
Oh my gosh,
it's
drive
the worst,
me crazy.
It's the worst way. You start out with defeat. You
right.
got to start out with wins.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about my oldest daughter. When she's home, she does that. Not so much anymore, but then my younger one started doing it. I'm like, listen, set the alarm clock when you want to get up and then get up. I don't want to hear a little ding-a-ling-a-ling every 10 minutes. It drives me insane.
Well, and you know what's nice, too, is nowadays you have the ability to set an alarm to something that's pleasant to wake up to. I used to hate the I still hate that sound. Like
if it's so annoying in a movie,
I fast forward because like I hate that.
Yeah.
But now it's like I set my alarm to a revving motorcycle. I love motorcycles. So each morning
what
it's like,
what a great idea.
Oh, my God, I'm ready to go.
There you go. I love it. Okay, so many people don't do that. Okay, what are some other things that you do first thing in the morning?
When I get up, like I have a set routine and I don't listen to myself. It's so easy to have those negative thoughts first thing in the morning saying I'm tired, I don't want to get up, whatever it is. I don't allow that. I don't listen to myself. I start talking to myself.
You shut them down?
Exactly. I go put on my coffee. I go take a shower, shave. Like I have all these routines that I just get up and I start doing them and I don't listen to myself. I have those set routines. And then I do a gratitude journal. Sean was the first one to actually give me this gratitude journal by Tim Ferriss. I don't have that one anymore, but I just do it in my head or on a piece of paper of saying, you know, thanks for five things that I'm thankful for today, something that three things that I want to accomplish today that are on my list. That's kind of how I thought of it.
Tim Ferriss is genuinely a good guy. He's just a good guy. He's so smart. I got to find this on Sleep because one of the, here it is. It just, I got lucky. Okay, so it opened up to it. But one of the things it talks about is getting up really early and how important that is and how you get a jump on the day, if you will. And you've heard that wasn't it Benjamin Franklin that coined the phrase early to bed, early to rise makes a man or a woman healthy, wealthy, or wise?
I don't know who coined it, but I agree with it.
I believe it was Benjamin Franklin. But it says, "When the world is yours when you are up before the enemy." Well, I don't know about the enemy, but you know, up before dawn or right at dawn.
Well, that's if I'm not up before the sun rises, I feel like I'm lazy. Even on the weekends when I sleep in, if I don't wake up before the sun rises, I just feel lazy.
Isn't that not good for you? Isn't it good for you to wake up with the sun?
So I think with the circadian rhythm, it could be good if you're used to doing that. But if you're used to getting up before the sun, you need to wake up the exact same time no matter what time you went to bed to help keep your circadian rhythm. Then you take a nap later on in the day.
Yeah.
I still tend to sleep in probably 1 to 2 hours later on the weekends than when I get up on the weekdays. Uh-huh. But whatever time you tend to get up the exact same time every time.
Be consistent.
But really leaving yourself at least 30 minutes in the morning to where you're not rushed, you have time to do. Like I have like certain priorities in my life of what is the most important things. And during that 30 minutes, which for me, it's my Bible study, right? So I make sure I get into my Bible study for that first 30 minutes. And then I have a full hour to do educational books and listen to sermons or, you know, podcasts, whatever on my drive in each morning, which I love that time. So setting aside enough time to get done something that's productive in your morning is huge and not be rushed.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard. And I think of course, my mornings, they should be documented. They're hysterical with all the animals. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, it is good to follow a daily schedule, I think. Mm-hmm. I know for me that works really well.
Well, you need to have a daily schedule, but you also need to set time in that daily schedule. And Jocko talks about this in either Extreme Ownership or this book, I forget which. Set time for stuff that's going to come up. You can't plan every second of your day. You're going to have a good hour to 2 hours of time to deal with whatever comes up because something's going to come up no matter what you do as a living. You can't plan your day to the second. It's something's going to come up that you didn't plan for.
Absolutely.
And plan for that.
Well, and plan for that too, including traffic. God, it's gotten really bad here in Dallas. It's like driving in LA now. But Aviana just handed me Mark Wahlberg's schedule. Okay, so this guy, he gets up at 2:30. He wakes up at 2:45 is prayer time. 3:15 is breakfast. 3:40 to 5:15 is workout. 5:30 post-workout meal. 6 a.m. shower. 7:30 a.m. golf. 8 o'clock or 8 a.m. is a snack. 9:30 cryo chamber. 10:30 snack. 11 o'clock family time, meeting work calls. 1 o'clock lunch. 2 o'clock meetings and work calls. 3 o'clock, pick up the kids. I was going to say, this guy doesn't have any kids.
No, he does have kids. Yeah.
Okay, he picks up the kids. Okay, Mark, I'm glad about that. So picks up the kids and school. And then at 3:30, I'm guessing he and the kids have a snack because it says snack. Workout number 2, shower shower at 5 o'clock, workout at 4. 5:30 dinner, family time, and 7:30 bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So he has.
I wish I had his life.
He has breakfast at 3:15 in the morning.
That's insane.
Why do you? Why though?
So it's just. It's.
Why can't he chill out?
In his life, that's how he gets stuff done. It works for him. He still gets enough sleep. He spends time with his family. It's the big thing is you don't have to do that, right? You don't have to do what I do. You don't have to do what Jocko does.
What if his kid had a football game or a soccer game? He can't go to bed at 7:30.
Yeah. So that's where you have to be flexible.
Thanks, Lexi. Accommodate.
Yeah. That's where you had. And I'm sure he doesn't follow that every single day because there's day where he's on set where his schedule's going to completely change. But that when he has his ideal day, that's his typical day.
Yeah.
So make a plan. If you don't, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Is Mark Jenny's husband?
No, that's the other one.
The other
Donnie.
One. Okay. Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, but she was married. She's married to one of the brothers.
One of the Wahlbergs.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. But, you know, that's something that The Rock does, too. He gets up, Dwayne Johnson gets up at least 4 hours before whatever his day's going to start at, and he does, you know, an hour lifting, hour of cardio, eats, has some downtime, and then he goes to whatever he needs to go do. Like, it's just, when you get up, like Jocko says, he likes to get up. When he was in the military, he thought there's this guy somewhere in a cave training, right? And he was going to eventually meet that guy, and it's going to come down to one of them surviving. He's like, I want to get up and start training before that guy. So I had, when the time came, I knew I was prepared.
Yeah.
And for me, that's, I don't go into that, right? But for me, I like the satisfaction of knowing I'm up before most people. Like, I feel like that's a win for me. And then Admiral McCraven, he did the UT. He was actually the dean or something at UT, but he did a commencement speech there a few years ago. He's a former Navy SEAL as well. Mm-hmm. And he was a general, or excuse me, admiral. And he talked about starting the day off with a win, with a little win, right? So one of the things he said to do is make your bed every day.
That way, I do that. And I make my kids do that too.
There we go. That way, no matter what happens throughout the rest of the day, you have a win. And for me, the biggest win is not hitting the snooze. When you just pop out of bed and you start doing it, that's a huge win on the day.
Well, there's a lot more we're going to talk about here. A lot. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Jitterbug. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Daniel Tagg. If you're just now joining us, Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist, a trainer at Telos Fitness Center next door to the iHeartMedia Studios here in Dallas, Texas. He is certified in the in biomechanics, orthokinetics. I said this all backwards, so let me start over. Okay. You are certified in orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training. He's a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems, and he was a wildland firefighter. Today, we're talking about habits to start the day right. Okay.
And you know, the reason why I even got this idea, I was sitting in with Sean Wells when he was recording a podcast, and he had seven habits of successful people, right? And that's what, and for starting the day off, right? And one of the biggest things was the getting up early, and meditation were some of the basic habits of very successful people.
I've got that book in my purse right now, right? A little tiny version of it.
Yep.
I carry it around with me. It is important to also, I think, remind yourself, reiterate your, to yourself the things that you do need to stay on task.
Yeah, it's setting a plan, setting a time to go to bed, getting up when you plan to get up, all those kind of things. But you know, you don't have to necessarily even get up early. Like Lexi was talking about, like, If you tend to have your more creative spots at night, nice. She has her little books of the seven habits of successful people. But anyways,
here, I'll share it with you.
Oh, nice. So it's whatever it is, it's setting your habit, set a plan. It doesn't mean you have to get up early. If you're not an early riser and you tend to get better thinking done at night, it's set the habit, set that circadian rhythm of, you know, your 7 to 8 hours of sleep, go to bed later, get up later, and still be productive, whatever that is. Just for me and some other people, it tends to be more in the morning, but it doesn't have to be.
Well, you know, in Mark Wahlberg's, schedule, if you will, I didn't see any time in there for building relationships or sex or anything like that. So that's an important part and one of the habits of highly effective people by Stephen R. Covey.
Right. And that's and that's where he, like, his early bedtime, like you said, might be setting some time aside with his wife. But, you know,
the sun doesn't even go down till 9.
Well, it depends on where
summer.
You are.
In the summer, you know.
But again, it works for him. He's successful. It works for him. Not everyone has to do that exact same schedule, but you do have to set time in.
Not me. That's for sure.
Mm. Well, speaking of time, time management is one of those things that are one of the habits of highly effective people.
Huge, because you only have so many hours in the day, and that time management is huge. And that's where you want, like Tim Ferriss talks about in the 4-Hour Work Week, of setting your most important things that you need to get done business-wise first thing in the morning before you ever check your emails, get bogged down with all those little fires you got to put out, is get something accomplished and then move on from there. Get the most important things done. Because if you start putting out those fires, then you're less likely to get whatever you needed to really get done that day done, and then you're not going to be successful.
Well, one thing about having a very restrictive schedule that you stick to, you know, no one interrupts you. And so you do get a lot done.
Yep. I mean, I have several clients that they go into the office way before everyone else goes, and they get in there like 5 a.m. in the morning to get a whole bunch of stuff done before anyone starts bothering them. And then I have other clients that actually go into the office later, deal with all the fires and stuff like that, but then they stay later, and once everyone leaves, that's when they get stuff done. So it works both ways. It's just setting those habits and setting whatever works for you and your routine. But the first thing is you need to have a routine, you need to have a plan, and then stick to it. So talking about like relationships, right? Mark Wahlberg not setting in that time for relationships, at least not that he says in that list.
Not that he says in that list,
I'm sure he still does. But one of the things I actually was talking about,
maybe that's why he goes to bed early.
It could be. You never know. But, you know, it's actually really interesting. I was just, I was going to a Bible study the other day, and this pastor was talking. He said one of the biggest things he's ever seen help marriages succeed is once a week designate a date time.
Oh,
and
I would
don't
agree.
Let anything get in the way. Set up babysitters, whatever it is. Everyone has a hectic life. Do not let anything come in the way.
My parents used to do that. Of course, they didn't go once a week because they couldn't afford it. But about once every month or two, they would go to Morge's restaurant.
Yeah.
And you know, because my mother wasn't the best Italian cook. And my dad, I think, really just wanted some good, you know, Italian food. And tired of cooking it himself. And so, yeah, but they used to do that. They used to have the date night. And I know when they came home, you could see it in their faces that they were so much happier.
And if you don't have money, you don't have to go out to eat. That could be walking around the park. That could be go throwing the frisbee with the dog, whatever it is. But set some time, especially once you get married and have kids. From what I've heard, I'm not married and I don't have kids, but I've heard, like, you know, once you have kids, it's very hard for the husband and wife to actually have time together to talk.
Well, like, yeah, especially at first. And Lexi, I'm looking at you because at first it is, because you're taking care of a baby. You're recovering from birth. I mean, it takes a couple of months for your body to even get back to normal,
right?
Where you feel like having sex.
And so, yeah, and that's where if you get up early, you have your time and you start the day off, that's going to allow you time later on in the day to have that date because you've gotten all the other stuff that you need to get done. But the first thing is, no matter when you wake up, whether it's super early in the morning or later, set your routine and stick to it, and then just don't listen to those negative thoughts that come in. Self-talk, positive thoughts.
Yes, and you talk about not being rushed. I think that's incredibly important.
Huge. There's studies that say, like, having a 30 minutes of just downtime and doing whatever it is, reading the paper, having your coffee, eating a slow breakfast, whatever it is for you that helps you get in that mental mindset, make a mental checklist for the day. But not being rushed, that's a huge set to the whole day. Because if you're in a rush and you're frantic, like, who's had the alarm not go off and you're, like, late for your first appointment or something?
Yeah.
The rest of the day just usually tends to have a snowball effect of not turning out to be that efficient for me anyways.
Well, and I this is not starting your day, but this is something that I incorporate into my day, into my weeks, into my months, is I have designated days that I run errands on. You know, certain times of the week that I specifically use to run errands, and I know I'm not doing anything else during that time. That really helps me to stay organized.
I'm the exact same way. Since I get up so early and I live so far out, I leave work early at least once a week, and that's when I do all my shopping and everything else when everyone else is out of the stores.
Well, and I think it's good to have a backup meal in the freezer. Not that I typically eat frozen food, but sometimes you just don't have time or something will happen. You don't feel like leaving the house, and that way you have a nutritious meal, hopefully.
That's huge. And then for me, too, I just always have the backup plan of fasting. I'll just throw in a fast. Now, not everyone can do that.
I can do that, but I don't know if my daughter would do that with me. So.
Right. Yeah, but it is like it all depends on the situation, right? If you have kids, have that backup meal. That way, if something does come up, you have something planned.
Well, and you know, one of the smartest things I've ever done is, and I only learned this really a few years ago, is when I would cook dinner, yes, we'd have leftovers, but I automatically, before I even do the dishes or anything, I set up my daughter's lunch for the next day.
Smart.
You know, and she's getting good quality food, so I know what she's getting. It's saving money. It's saving me time because I don't have to scramble in the morning. It's already packed the night before. Pull it out of the refrigerator and just put it in her lunch bag. And it makes you feel good as a mom to do that, or a dad.
Well, and that you just hit on something very, very good there. It's you didn't procrastinate until the morning. You didn't wait. If you get it done ahead of time, then it's like there's a whole bunch of things that hangs over everyone's head. Just get them done, then go and have your relaxing time. But if you have your relaxing time before that, then you're going to be thinking about that. You're going to be stressed. And then inevitably something's going to come up and you're going to be rushed and it might not get done.
When do you do your workout? First thing in the morning?
So I wish.
After you do all your other stuff.
Yeah, it's whenever my schedule allows for it, usually like mid-morning or mid-afternoon when I don't have a client. It's different times each day. I could still get up early and come in and do it at 5 a.m., but when I'm already getting up at 3:30 or 4:30 or 4, it's pushing it for me to get in at 5 a.m. workout, which I have done every once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's just scattered whenever I don't have a client. Sometimes it's late at night, sometimes midday, sometimes early morning. I prefer early morning. My ideal time is 7 o'clock.
Yeah. No, I
7
like
7 a.m.
I like 7 o'clock.
7 a.m. It's like enough time that we can wake up, get a whole bunch of stuff done, but you're ready to get it. You're fresh with energy for the day, and you can go in there and hit it hard. And then you still have the whole rest of the day ahead of you.
Yeah. Well, it's always great. Thank you so much, Daniel Tagg, for being in studio with us today. Everyone, thank you so much. Excuse me for listening. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your live or download your free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors that bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, get it at Vitamin Shop, or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King, Sunlight and Saunas. Check them out at Nebraska Furniture Mart, the H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, the ISSN, and Squatty Potty is back. Get yours today. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.